Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Lauren, and I've got Sharpie. Hi, guys.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie. Hiya. All right. Is everyone ready to get going?
Sure thing, Lisa.
Okay. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about swimming pools. I think it's going to be fun.
Which is appropriate this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
It's a pretty deep subject.
Stop going off the deep end. Okay, let's plunge into this one.
You too need to behave.
Come on, Lauren. Just let it slide.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, she's drowning here.
I'm just going to put it out there, Steve. I hope you're listening. And I think you should feel really bad for me. And I don't think that you're allowed to leave ever again.
She's so washed up.
She is.
Okay. Here we go. Let's make a splash with this one, okay?
I think Lauren's going to need a lifeguard.
Or a life jacket.
Exactly.
Something.
I'm going for a swim in a big bottle of wine.
Hmm. Okay. So here we go. We're going to be talking about our favorite pool at each of the three resort levels. So we're going to be talking about pools at the value resorts, moderates, and deluxe resorts. I think we can include the deluxe villa resorts in with the deluxe resorts. Fair enough?
So three categories.
Three categories. Three of us.
One per category.
One, Lauren.
I'm good.
Okay.
One. I got it.
We'll see.
Sharpie's the one that's been cheating.
Hey, don't rat me out like that. Gosh.
I think everyone's been cheating a little bit lately.
Not me.
That's because you haven't been here.
Oh, valid point.
Thank you. All right. So let's kick this off. I'm going to start with value resorts and I'll go first. Why not? I'm picking Art of Animation.
Oh,
see, that's why I wanted to go first.
You know what? I don't think as the host, you should be allowed to go first.
I always go last.
I know that works out well for us.
All right, fine. Let's see how fun it is to say Art of Animation after I already said it.
Because
you know you're going to say it.
I am going to say Art of Animation.
All right. Well, I already said it.
You want to know why it's my favorite pool? No, don't say it.
Yes, Lauren, please tell me why it's your favorite pool.
Because when you swim underwater, it plays music. Ooh.
Sharpie, is that your pick too?
That is definitely my favorite.
What do you want to bet we all have the same picks for everything? This is probably not going to be a very long show.
Well, the reason why I like Art of Animation is because it's a saltwater pool.
I'll leave it to you to go to the
the know, details or I know, something.
To go to the healthy reason why.
Natural, sort of. I was actually thinking of how cool it is over by the cars pool. That one.
The cozy cones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the little cabanas. And they have cute names for all these things, and I'm not getting it right. But over in the cars section, they've got a pool. They have a pool, of course, in the main area, which is Finding Nemo. That's got the big pool with the zero entry and the water with the sound and awesome. And then over at Little Mermaid, they have a pool. So I have not seen the Little Mermaid pool.
No?
No. And I wanted to go out there last time.
It's really cute.
I didn't see it.
We're going to have to stay at Little Mermaid next time.
Especially the landscaping around the pool is very cute.
Hmm. So maybe I'll come back with that one as my favorite next time. But it would still be Art of Animation, so it's still going to fall under the same resort. But I do love the two pools that I know of over there, and that would be the Nemo pool and the Cars pool. Just the theming. You become a fish, you become a car, period. And that plays into the whole resort. You have to give credit to the resort for just totally immersing you in this wonderful environment, theming. Pretty cool. The plant life, everything. It looks so stinking cool. It's like you're underwater. So, all right. Value Resort. That was quick. I think we're only like 2 minutes in. Moderates. I'm going to let someone else go.
Ooh.
Sharpie.
No, go ahead, Lauren. I'll let you go.
All right, Lauren.
So my favorite moderate pool is going to be Coronado Springs. It's by far one of the best pools. It's got a nice, it's kind of got a big slide. It's got a cool slide. I've like, I love the big,
the pyramid,
the pyramid. Yes. Okay. What the heck is it called? Sorry. I'm frazzled right now. But it's a great pool. It's got, I just love the enclosed area. It's got the volleyball court on the side. I just think it's a great pool.
Okay. Sharpie.
That is a very cool pool. However, I think an even cooler pool at the moderate level is at Caribbean Beach Resort with the Pirates of the Caribbean theming. So the one scene from Pirates of the Caribbean where you see, or Caribbean, however folks say it these days, it's got the cannon ports and all that kind of stuff. I just think when they redid that pool just a few years ago, I really love the theming. So Caribbean Beach Resort, love the pool there.
Okay, that's fair. All right, I'm gonna side with Lauren on this one. I'm going with Coronado Springs. The Lost City pool is, it's so alive and fun and so well themed. I'm really into theming, so I like that. And did you guys know it has the largest hot tub on property?
I did not know that.
Largest one is at Coronado. And I don't know, maybe it's because all the conventioneers go there and jump in the hot tub. I don't know.
Could be.
But it,
and plus they have one really large central pool where the other resorts have much small, like smaller kind of neighborhood pools.
Well, they do have,
do they?
They have three other pools on property.
I didn't know that.
For that resort. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
They do indeed. They've got one over at the Castillas and one at the Ranchos and one at the Cabanas. So you don't have to go to the main pool if you want something quieter. Typically, these non-main pools are called quiet pools. And kids don't tend to be drawn to them as much as the main pool because you don't have the slide, you don't have the splashy zones, you don't have, well, the food and the bar, because the parents are going to bring the kids over there because they want to go to the bar. And so there's a lot more activity going on. They have the games and the contests and the water volleyball and the hula hoops and everything over at the main pool area and a lot of music. But at the quiet pools, air quotes, you don't have all that. You can go and it's quieter. Usually you have more adults there. It is not at all to say that you don't have children there. You will have children, whether it's because the adults want something quiet or if it just happens to be closer to their room. The quiet pools are, they're a good choice, but not always quiet. Yeah. They refer to them as leisure pools. Or I still call them quiet pools.
I like the quiet pools at all the locations for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can even get it to yourself.
Yeah, which is
and,
nice.
And I think that's a big attraction, especially like say for instance at like Saratoga Springs, where you have two different feature pools, and then kind of a quasi feature pool with like a water pad and water pad and splash area, but then you also have a couple quiet pools around property. So definite benefits to staying at a resort that has multiple pools and multiple categories of pools too.
Yeah. And some of the nice things about these quiet pools is they sometimes come with their own little hot tub too.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about getting in with a whole bunch of people.
20 kids.
I was going to say the kid thing, but I let my kids in. So I'm hypocritical in that aspect. Growing up, we were never allowed in the hot tub because kids didn't belong in there. It was an adult thing, but these days everyone goes in. And I'm still kind of the frame of mind that, okay, so kids are fine in there if they're sitting. If they start swimming around and splashing, it's not a pool. It is a hot tub. So that's my 2 cents on that.
I agree with that.
So, not everyone agrees with me.
No, I
especially
do.
On cruise ships. Cruise ships, it's like little swimming pools for them.
Well, and I think on cruise ships, it's really the only thing for adults sometimes. So that can be tough.
Yeah. Well, but they also often have adult areas that have their own hot tubs.
Right. So, on the newer ships, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. They're learning. They're definitely learning that we need our space away from those kids.
From the children.
Yes. Ah. Okay. Deluxe. Well,
Sharpie.
Okay, we'll go Sharpie. I was going to give it to you just for continuity.
Can have this one. I'll give it to him.
Okay, Sharpie.
Okay,
I know where you're going.
I'm
going
to steal the low-hanging fruit here. Beach Club.
Oh,
Beach
yeah.
Beach Club, Yacht Club. The pool is absolutely amazing. This sand bottom, lazy river, spectacular. No argument. Best deluxe resort pool and property.
I can't even argue with that kind of logic. I agree. I can't even add anything to it, except that the little grill by the pool, by the kids area, has the best grilled chicken sandwich. I can add that.
You do like that. I just have a couple things to add to that, and I wanted to pick something different than what you guys did, because I knew you'd go there.
Predictable?
I like the ducks that swim in the sand bottom pool. You know how they're over by the walkway a lot of the times?
No.
Oh, they're always there. They've got their own little area, and the ducks just swim around. They're so cute. I like that. And I think they've got one of the best slides on property. It's very thrilling and exhilarating.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly.
It's not twisty. It's simply straight. But
I've only done it once.
It's fun. It's kind of a straight shot, but then there's a swoop.
Remember trying to get Terry to go down that?
Oh my. Yes, I do. Terry.
She was up there for like 20 minutes and kids were actually egging her on.
Oh my gosh.
It was the best. And if she listened to the show, she would hear me talking about her, but she doesn't listen to the show, so we can say whatever we want about her.
All right, Sharpie, you're going to have to help me a little bit with the names, but I'm going to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
The big splashy zone area, the pool that has all that splashy stuff, is that Kidani? Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the Samawati Springs pool.
Okay, so that's going to be my pick. I like this one. It seems to not be as crowded as a lot of pools on Disney property. Am I just making that up because I like it?
I agree.
Okay, good.
It has typically been very uncrowded when we've been there.
I'm not as impressed with their slide. They have a teeny tiny slide for teeny tiny children. And they've got a bigger one, but I'm not impressed with their slides so much. But I just their play zone, their little splash zone really impresses me. So, and the pool is fine. It's a good pool, but I really like the splash. If you've got kids, they're going to have a ball here. Definitely.
And I have to say, in the very same area as the pool, is the fitness center at Kidani, which is incredible. One of the best fitness centers on property. So just kind of tossing that out there as far as pool area amenities are concerned.
Okay. Well, that's my pick. I do agree that Beach Club is pretty darn awesome, but I knew you guys would do it, and I thought that the Kidani pool should be mentioned because I think it's an awesome pool. I'm going to throw you guys for a loop. You ready?
Nope.
Fasten your safety belt, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Best water slide on property. Hotel, resort, not going into the water parks.
Beach Club.
Okay.
Easy.
Gonna have to think about. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Beach Club.
Okay, I do like Beach Club, but I'm gonna give an honorable mention to the Scary Clown Slide over.
Oh no, that's not a good one.
The Keister Coaster.
It's awesome over at Boardwalk Inn.
It's scary.
The Keister Coaster is. I have to say, it is the best themed slide on property.
I like it. It's fun.
It is absolutely incredible. Love it to death. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other water slides. As far as being very kid friendly and very first water slide friendly, the one at Wilderness Lodge is really, really kid friendly because it's pretty open a lot. Like say for like my nieces and nephews are very scared by the dark slides. Like say for instance, the pool slide at Hilton Head, and the one over at the Springs area of, Saratoga Springs, they're mainly dark. So from the time you go in the tube to the time you come out, it's almost completely dark. So yeah. for first time sliders, that's kind of scary.
I agree. It can be. Well, you've got the two different kinds of slides. You've got the tubes and then you've got the ones that are just, I don't know, slides like a U trough. Yep. Thank you. So, but a lot of times they make it even worse, even though it might be a trough, they have a lot of foliage that kind of adds to the scenery and the feel of it, mm-hmm. of the place, but that can kind of make you feel closed in too.
True.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find them over at iTunes, and you can also find more episodes at mousechat.net. You can send comments to us at, you can send comments or questions, your choice. Comments at mousechat.net. Thank you very much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.